we move on. The final item is extending the time for payment. The terms of the side footpath, including confidential land transactions. David, I know you'll speak, but Mark, footpath. This is fantastic news for the borough and for the peninsula and for Surrey Docks Ward. Run like the final part of the Thames Path. Also releases land for development of housing and generates capital receipts through reinvestment into the borough. And also, as well, the reports that's out in a bit more detail, the public consultation that will be underway to make sure that local residents get to have their say and put into the final designs for this area. And also, just at the former youth facility that's on the site has been re-provided the new docking settlement facility on Salter Road. So it's kind of a win-win all round, and this is fantastic news for the borough. Will help generate increased footfall, support local jobs, and I commend this report.
Thank you, Mark. David, do you want to come forward and say your thing?
Thank you, Chair, for the opportunity. Yes, I want to welcome, as the Cabinet has, this final development of this area, or prospective development. This has been a thorn in everybody's side for a number of years. And I remember about 12 years ago walking around the area with Jo Davis when she was Director of Environment then, saying, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could do this? And there always seemed to be this problem about the mysterious covenant, details of which seem to be buried somewhere deep in the archives of the GLA. And also a planning decision made many years ago which prevented a walkway being carried across in front of New Caledonia Wharf. So it's great news that this is now being freed up and we can do that, particularly closing that gap in the river walkway. Obviously, some of the residents of New Caledonia might not be too happy about it, but I think they'll get used to it. Because the area is going to be better from their point of view rather than worse. Just one or two things I wanted to mention. As the report says, there have been some concerns about the famous red crane, or the infamous red crane. The red crane, if you're not familiar with it, is a relic from the period of the time when the area were docks. It's been in a very poor condition for a long time. It's just a perch for pigeons. It's really nothing more than a nuisance. Now, if someone can come up with a bright idea of relocating it somewhere, then that's fine, but I'm not too optimistic about that. However, I think we ought to take notice of people's concerns, and if they feel that it should be preserved in some way, then maybe we should look at possible ways of doing that. The area between this site and the farm is one which has been slightly neglected, and recently my ward colleagues and I supported a CGS application for refurbishing the seating and improving the landscaping along that area. If this proceeds, it may well be that CGS application would necessarily fall by the wayside, because perhaps as part of this regeneration, that area, that small area, could be included as well, because it is part of the walkway immediately in front of people's homes, and I think if that were possible, it would be very useful. I do hope that the affordable housing is going to be on site, because I know what developers are like when it comes to saying, oh, it's not viable, and I hope that when it comes to planning, in their wisdom, they will decide that that doesn't wash, and it's got to be affordable housing on site, because I think it's important. The Docklands settlement site, which was mentioned just now, I've been concerned at the length of time it's taken for that to be completed. It seems to have been going on for, well, literally for years, and which has meant that the Odessa Street Youth Club, which closed some time ago because of falling down, hasn't really had been rehoused as we were hoping it was going to be at the time. So I'm hoping that will also speed up. The owner of the former nightclub, I know, has for some years, as Steve will know, been trying to negotiate with the council. I think he agrees that he was badly advised for some years, and that situation has now been resolved, apparently. So that's good news. And the other thing is that the old nightclub has been occupied for some time by squatters, albeit with the consent of the owner. And he assured me the other day that he has spoken to them and they will not make any difficulty in moving up at the appropriate time. They've actually looked after the place quite well and probably prevented it from being completely vandalised and burned down or whatever. So in a way, that's worked out quite well. So they're just basically the points I wanted to make here. Just to say, I welcome it and I hope that those points will be taken into account.
Thanks very much indeed, David. Okay, can I just ask a question so I'm clear in my mind? So the New Caledonia Wharf comes up to the river?
Yes, although there's no public access.
But this would mean, if all goes to plan, there would be public access and people would walk along in front. And would that need new, what would you do, build a platform? What is it? Sorry, Chad, there is actually a little walkway there in front of New Caledonia Wharf.
Yeah.
And it was part of the Section 106 when that was developed, to develop the river walkway. However, the river walkway went up to a steel fence at the end.
Oh, right.
And people were walking along and just coming to a dead end.
Oh,
and
okay.
Had to walk around and turn back again.
Okay.
So it came to a mutual agreement with the residents that we put a gate on the other end so people had to walk around the whole block.
Okay.
Until we could open up the river walkway. So it's already there, the river walkway, it's just not being used as a river walkway at the moment. And it's a legal public right of way in front of the New Caledonia Wharf.
And picking up on David's point about the red crane and what's it, paragraph 21, and I should have the chief executive of this question, it says that there might be a new public realm of feature that recognises the doctrine paths of the site in a similar way to the artefacts that have been incorporated in Durham's Wharf. Would it be possible potentially to have a work of art which is fashioned from the crane in some way, shape, or form? Parts of the crane, the metal from the crane.
I'm sure the blacksmith could go to the farm would be interested.
Well, it could be something that you could fashion which kind of recognises, I don't know, but rather than just the crane being. No, I don't have to do all the crane.
It's not nearly as big as your crane. It's not like a small.
Okay. Any questions or comments? Mark Williams.
Just very briefly, just on Councillor Hubbard's point about on-site affordable housing provision, that is something that we would, of course, want to see happen, given the needs for affordable housing in that part of the borough.
Okay, we carry on pink paper and event for this. Anything anybody else wants to ask, either David as the councillor or Patrick or Steve? No. Okay, thank you very much indeed. Thanks to David, and thanks for waiting so patiently.